வெல்கம் டு அனதர் எபிசோட் ஆஃப் சர்ஜிக்கல் எஜுகேட்டர் பாட்காஸ்ட். ஐ ஆம் யுவர் ஹோஸ்ட் ஆர் மாஸ்டர் ஆஃப் செரிமனி, அண்ட் டுடே வி ஆர் கோயிங் டு டிஸ்கஸ் த மிஸ்ட்ரீஸ் ஆஃப் டைவர்டிகுலர் டிசீஸ், காமன் காஸ் ஆஃப் லோவர் ஜிஐ ஹெமரேஜ் அண்ட் லெஃப்ட் லோவர் குவாட்ரன் பெயின். ஜாயினிங் அஸ் டுடே இஸ் ப்ரொஃபஸர் டாக்டர் செல்வராஜ், an experienced general and pediatric surgeon. Welcome, Dr. Selvaraj. Thank you for having me, MC. I am excited to discuss this important topic and provide insights to our medical audience. Let us start with the basics, doctor. What is diverticulosis and what typically causes it? Diverticulosis is a condition where small pouches called diverticula form in the colon. They are often caused by increased intraluminal pressure in the colon, which may result from straining during bowel movements, chronic constipation, or a low fiber diet and consuming red meat. Because of this increased intraluminal pressure, the mucosa of the colon bulges through the weak spots in the colon, usually where the vasa recta penetrate the colonic wall. Good doctor, what are the two clinical types in diverticular disease? The two clinical types are: number one, diverticulosis, the initial primary stage of the disease wherein there is hypertrophy, muscular incoordination leading to increased segmentation and increased intraluminal pressure resulting false diverticulum. At this stage, they are usually asymptomatic but often get severe spasmodic pain due to colonic segmentation called as painful diverticular disease. Number two, diverticulitis, the second stage due to inflammation of one or more diverticula with pericolitis. It represents the persistent pain, tenderness, or occasionally mass in left iliac fossa. We often hear about diverticulitis. How does it differ from diverticulosis? Well, diverticulosis is mere presence of diverticula, often associated with massive bleeding PR. Diverticulitis occurs when these diverticula become inflamed or infected. It is a more serious condition than diverticulosis, leading to symptoms such as abdominal pain, fever, and complications like abscesses or bowel obstructions or even internal fistulae. Diverticulosis considered normal and in many cases does not cause any symptoms. It can be detected through a colonoscopy. No treatment is usually required, but dietary changes may be recommended for diverticulosis. Whereas diverticulitis develops when diverticula, the pockets in the colon, becomes infected or inflamed. It can be severe and causes symptoms of pain, nausea and fever, can be detected through a colonoscopy, but for fear of perforation, when there is acute diverticulitis, colonoscopy is contraindicated. It can be treated with antibiotics to treat mild cases, but hospitalization and surgery may be necessary for more severe cases. What are the risk factors for developing diverticular disease doctor. The risk factors are eating a diet low in fiber and high in red meat, lack of physical activity, obesity, smoking, bacteria or stool becoming trapped in the diverticula, changes to the intestinal microenvironment, taking anti-inflammatory medications such as non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs or steroids. Good doctor, can you explain the exact etiopathogenesis of diverticular disease? Good. Number one, the colonic diverticula are mucosal outpouchings through the submucosa and the muscular layer of the colon. Number two, they occur most commonly in the sigmoid colon, and in 10% of patients, they involve the entire colon. Number three, it is a disorder of modern civilization and is associated with consumption of refined food products. It is rare in rural African and Asian populations where they are consuming high fiber diet. Number four, long-standing constipation increases the stool transit time and intraluminal pressure and causes diverticulosis. Number five, they arise between anti-mesenteric tinea and the mesenteric tinea at the site of entry of the blood vessel. Good doctor, when a patient present with diverticulosis or diverticulitis, what signs and symptoms are commonly observed? Well, in Western countries, 50% of risk to develop diverticular disease for an individual at the age of 60 years. Only 15% of patients with diverticulosis develop eventually diverticulitis. Number two, 75% of patients with diverticulitis have uncomplicated course. 25% of the patients with diverticulitis develop complications like abscess, perforation, stenosis, and fistula. Number three, features of diverticulosis: fullness of abdomen, bloating, flatulence, and vague discomfort. Number four, features of diverticulitis: pain in left iliac fossa, which is constant, radiates to back and groin, tenderness, bloody stool, often massive hemorrhage, fever, rigidity, and mass in left iliac fossa. Number five, generalized peritonitis as a result of free perforation present with generalized tenderness, rebound, and rigidity. Number six, hemorrhage from colonic diverticula is typically painless and profuse. When from sigmoid, it will be bright red with clots, whereas right-sided bleeding will be darker in color. Number seven, the presentation of a fistula resulting from diverticular disease depends on the site. The most common colovesical fistula results in recurrent urinary tract infection and nematuria. Colovaginal, colocutaneous, and coloenteral fistulas are rare. When you suspect a patient has diverticulosis or diverticulitis, what diagnostic approaches are commonly employed? The diagnosis include medical history, where we have to discuss the symptoms, diet, and bowel habits of the patient, physical examination by palpating the abdomen for tenderness or any masses in the abdomen, blood tests for checking for infection and inflammation. Apart from that, we can also do barium enema, which is the best method to diagnose, which shows sour teeth appearance. Champagne glass sign, partially filling of diverticula by barium with a stercolith inside, seen in sigmoid diverticula. Number 2, sigmoidoscopy is useful but should not be done in acute stages. Once acute stage subsides, barium enema, sigmoidoscopy and colonoscopy can be done to rule out associated malignancy. Number 3, CECT or spiral CT scan in acute phase to see pericolic abscess and thickened colon. What is the different grading in acute diverticulitis? Well, it is called Hinchey's grading for diverticulitis. It consists of 4 grades. Stage 1 or grade 1 is pericolic or mesenteric abscess. Grade 2 is walled off pelvic abscess. Grade 3 is generalized purulent peritonitis. And grade 4 is generalized fecal peritonitis. Can diverticulitis lead to any complications? And if so, what are they? Yes, diverticulitis can lead to complications including pericolic abscess formation, pus-filled pockets near the colon, perforation, a hole in the colonic wall, fistula formation, abnormal connection between the colon and other organs, example colovesical fistula, bowel obstruction due to scarring or strictures. How do you approach the treatment of diverticulosis and diverticulitis? Well, the treatment varies based on the condition. Diverticulosis often managed with dietary changes, including increased fiber intake. If bleeding PR is there, normally spontaneously stopped by 3 days. If it persists beyond 3 days, injection adrenaline or vasopressin, organ plasma coagulator or therapeutic embolization may be tried. If it is diverticulitis, mild cases may be treated with antibiotics and a clear liquid diet, while severe cases or complications may require surgical intervention. When is surgery necessary for diverticulitis and what are the common surgical procedures done? Surgery is often considered in cases of severe diverticulitis, complications of diverticulitis or recurrent attacks. Common surgical procedures include resection, that is removing the affected part of the colon, colostomy, creating a stoma to divert stool away from the affected area, bowel repair in cases of perforation or fistula formation. If there are internal fistula formation like colovesical fistula, it may need complex surgeries. The summary of treatment of diverticular disease: uncomplicated diverticulitis, conservative management. If it is outpatient, give clear fluids only until improvement and antibiotics. If patient is hospitalized, treat the patient with NPO, IV fluids and broad spectrum IV antibiotics. Image guided CT percutaneous drainage of abscesses reduces the urgency of surgical resection in most patients. Indications for surgery: unstable patient with peritonitis, Hinchey's stage 3 and 4, after one attack in immunocompromised patient, or in 3 or more attacks of diverticulitis. காம்ப்ளிகேஷன்ஸ் லைக் பர்ஃபரேஷன், ஆப்சஸ், ஃபிஸ்டுலா ஃபார்மேஷன், அப்ஸ்ட்ரக்ஷன், ஹெமரேஜ், இன்எபிலிட்டி டு ரூல் அவுட் கொலானிக் கேன்சர், தீஸ் ஆர் ஆல் த இண்டிகேஷன் ஃபார் சர்ஜரி. சர்ஜரி ஃபார் அன்ஸ்டேபிள் பேஷண்ட் ஆர் காம்ப்ளெக்ஸ் கேசஸ், இட் இஸ் ஹார்ட்மென்ஸ் ப்ரொசீஜர். ஆர் யூ கேன் டூ கோலன் ரிசெக்ஷன் ப்ளஸ் கொலாஸ்டமி அண்ட் ரெக்டல் ஸ்டம் அண்ட் தென் கொலாஸ்டமி ரிவர்சல் ஆஃப்டர் 3 to 6 months. This is also Hartmann's procedure. For more stable patient with Hinge stage 3 and 4 acute diverticulitis, colonic resection, primary anastomosis plus diverting loop ileostomy is becoming more common. Thank you, Professor Dr. Selvaraj, for shedding light on diverticulosis and diverticulitis. This information is invaluable for medical professionals at all stages of their careers. It has been a pleasure, and I hope this discussion helps our audience to understand the complexity of these conditions. Early diagnosis and appropriate immediate treatment are key to managing diverticular diseases. Absolutely, to our listeners, thank you for tuning into this episode of Surgical Educator Podcast. Keep exploring the world of surgery. And until next time, stay curious. See you in the next time. Until then, bye-bye.